now we're going to do in the Holy Letters of the Rebbe, Volume 5. This is letter number 1387. And this is dated, Baruch Hashem, the first day of Shabbat, in Tavshin Yud Beis, Brooklyn, Shalom Uvracha. The Rebbe is responding about the letter that he sent him, in which he notifies the Rebbe that his wife, may she live, visited the doctor, and she fulfilled the instructions of the doctors, and she also traveled to the Chamei Tveria, those are the hot springs in Tiberias. She went there. And he's asking my view if he should wait for a little bit longer or to go again to Hadassah. I'm assuming Hadassah means the hospital over there. So the Rebbe said, in my opinion, after she comes back from the hot springs of Tveria, the Chamei Tveria, it's fitting that she should go to another doctor, and if he will tell her that the tinnitus means the pipes, or maybe the arteries, I'm not sure whether it's opened or open, maybe she should wait some months. And for sure, because Rebbe is blessing her, that Hashem will fulfill the desires of your heart for the good, to be remembered for living and sustaining children, Zarachai v'Kayoma, very soon. I guess she was doing this as part of the trying to be able to become pregnant and to have children. Apparently they went to the Chamei Tveria for that. Talk about the fallopian tubes probably, so be able to conceive. But the Rebbe says it's known, there was a letter of the Alter Rebbe that a special omen for giving birth to sons and daughters is to occupy yourselves with the teaching of Chassidus that brings to the love and the fear of Hashem. And the fact that you write that you have a set time every Leil Shishi, the night before Friday, that's not sufficient. In addition to the very obvious that you have to learn Chassidus Shabbos morning, Shabbos Kodesh in the morning, minimally, it would be fitting that you should set up a shiur two or three times a week during the week also. And if possible, it should be organized in a way that it should not pass 3 days without studying the teaching of Chassidus. Understood that this is in addition to the study of the Tanya, as it was divided in the Meir Shir, in the schedule for the days of the year. So here the Rebbe advises for having children is to study Chassidus, that gives us Shabbos Shalom Yerushalayim. The fact that you write in your letter that Yesh Le'atziris, not sure exactly what this means. Maybe it means can't relieve himself. He has, it's fitting to ask about the view of a doctor very as soon as possible. In Chassidus, it's known how much they describe this as something degrading. The Rebbe is referring to that, is that it talks about a mosquito, it says over there, I think. It says that it consumes, but it doesn't give out, it doesn't relieve. So somebody who only takes and doesn't give is considered a pretty bad spiritual level. For a person only to be a recipient and never to share, never to give, that's not considered to be a good level. So therefore, so the Rebbe says to go to a doctor and heal as soon as possible. The Rebbe says that it's proper to put an effort as soon as possible to get rid of this. And the Rebbe further references in the Rambam, the Laws of Day, Perek Dal, Halacha Yud Gimel, but always try that his intestines should be soft and that he should always go to the bathroom and
if you don't relieve yourself, then a lot of sickness is coming. That's what the Rambam writes. He blesses him that he should be able to give good news very soon. And the Rebbe adds also the general letter, which is connected to the festival of festival, which is Yutus Kislev.